This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ, repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Some source material for this program was derived from material at godquestions.org. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website. You can find it on the internet at gospel2africa.com. Now, this also works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past programs, present and future programs. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap has completed a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. That website address again is gospel2africa.com. And I will repeat that at the end of the program. The topic for our program today is money and all the wrong things people are willing to do to get money. As we all know, people steal money or steal property to sell to get money. People cheat others in a business deal to get money that should not come to them rightfully. Governments collect taxes and use it to bribe politicians or to make their homes and lives more comfortable instead of using tax revenues for the good of the people for necessary services. Businesses use money to buy influence in government to benefit their company, often at the expense of others. People hoard money greedily to feed their emotional insecurity and withhold wages that they could pay to their workers in poverty. Of course, even poor people can be greedy, greed being the desire for money, the comforts of luxury and nice things, even if they may never achieve their sought-after desires. The Bible warns against the rich oppressing the poor in James chapter 5 in the New Testament. It reads, "Come now, you rich, weep and cry aloud over the miseries that are coming to you. Your riches have rotted, and your clothing has become moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have rusted, and their rust will be a witness against you. It will consume your flesh like fire. It is in the last days that you have hoarded treasure. Look, the pay you have held back from the workers who mowed your fields cries out against you, and the cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts." So if you have a Bible friend, open it in the middle and turn to Proverbs, the book just after Psalms. Proverbs chapter 6, and we'll be looking at verses 16 through 19, where it explains, "There are six things which the Lord hates, yes, seven that are hated by Him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that kill those who are without guilt, a heart that makes sinful plans, feet that run fast to sin, a person who tells lies about someone else, and one who starts fights among brothers." Luke 12 shows that fear of being in want or fear of lacking what we need to live makes people greedy and to hoard money to themselves. Listen to the words Jesus had to say found in Luke chapter 12 in the New Testament. "Beware, guard against every kind of greed. Life is not measured by how much you own. Then he told them a story. A rich man had a fertile farm that produced fine crops. He said to himself, "What should I do? I do not have room for all my crops." Then he said, "I know, I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. Then I will have room enough to store all my wheat and other goods. And I will sit back and say to myself, 'My friend, you have enough stored away for years to come. Now take it easy, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, you will die this very night. Then who will get everything you worked for?' Yes, a person is a fool to store up earthly wealth, but not have a rich relationship with God." Then turning to his disciples, Jesus said, "That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food to eat or enough clothes to wear, for life is more than food and your body more than clothing. And do not be concerned about what to eat and what to drink. Do not worry about such things. These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers all over the world, but your Father already knows your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and he will give you everything you need. So do not be afraid, little flock, for it gives your Father great happiness to give you the kingdom." Did Jesus pursue the acquisition of money? No, friend, he didn't. On the contrary, he became poor for our sake and had no place to lay his head. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9, it reads, "You know of the grace and the loving favor shown by our Lord Jesus Christ. He was rich, but he became poor for your good. In that way, because he became poor, you might become rich." Matthew 8:20, Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." The only disciple concerned with wealth was the embezzler, Judas, who betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. You see, greed and a desire for riches are traps that bring ruin and destruction. The love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, and Christians are warned, do not put your trust in wealth. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 9 and 10 tells us this, "Men who want lots of money are tempted. They are trapped into doing all kinds of foolish things and things which hurt them. These things drag them into sin and will destroy them. The love of money is the beginning of all kinds of sin. Some people have turned from the faith because of their love for money. They have made much pain for themselves because of this." Then later in 1 Timothy chapter 6, Paul instructs young Timothy this way, "Tell those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in their money. Money cannot be trusted. They should put their trust in God. He gives us all we need for our happiness. Tell them to do good and be rich in good works. They should give much to those in need and be ready to share. Covetousness, or wanting more than we have, is idolatry. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man as an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God." That's Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5. Another way to phrase this would be, you can be sure that no immoral, impure, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God, for a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. That is the real reason I believe that God opposes greed. People have a tendency to adore and worship money and the thrill of acquiring money. God is rightly jealous of our affections, which should be directed in praise of God and not in a greedy lust for money. Greed is idolatry, and Exodus 20 in the Ten Commandments says, "You must not make for yourself an idol of any kind or an image of anything in the heavens or on the earth or in the sea. You must not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God who will not tolerate your affection for any other gods." Idols do not have to be a physical statue that men physically bow down to and worship. The desire to gain money as an end in itself is idolatry. In the book of James, chapter 4, we read, "Where do the conflicts and where do the quarrels among you come from? Is it not from this, from your passions that battle inside you? You desire and you do not have. You murder and envy and you cannot obtain. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly, so you can spend it on your passions. Come now, you who say, 'Today or tomorrow we will go into this or that town and spend a year there and do business and make a profit.' You do not know about tomorrow. What is your life like? For you are a puff of smoke that appears for a short time and then vanishes. You ought to say instead, 'If the Lord is willing, then we will live and do this or that.' But as it is, you boast about your arrogant plans. All such boasting is evil. So whoever knows what is good to do and does not do it is guilty of sin. Idolatry is sin and greed. Colossians 3:5 tells us, 'So put to death whatever in your nature belongs to the earth: sexual immorality, impurity, shameful passion, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry.' God wants you to surrender the will of your life to His only Son, Jesus Christ. Believe on Jesus as the one who takes away your sin. Repent of your sin today and trust Jesus as your only Savior. Friend, I am going to pray for each of you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. Vision for Christ is involved in helping to make disciples who will follow Christ daily and then live out their faith through good acts of service to others who live near them. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and it works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestep has completed many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address on the internet is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about anything I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address: Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor. I offer this final bit of encouragement found in the Bible in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. Keep your lives free from the love of money. Be happy with what you have. God has said, "I will never leave you or let you be alone."